I ate something and it's stuck, so I'm coughing. It's not COVID. First time I came to this place, I came with my dance partner, Israeli woman, who said, hey, there's dancing in the mountains, somewhere around Afmo Bay or something. And we came in, and first thing that I remember is David guiding the traffic and the garbage pile of garbage bags. And I said, how much it cost? I mean, how much I need to pay? And he says, nothing, that's free. I said, it cannot be free. It costs, the toilet paper costs, the propane costs, something. But, well, you can help. So I came the day after and took all the trash bags in my van and drove them down to Sunnyvale. And that's where I learned that this community is not about the money, and it's not about the title, and it's not about the prestige. It's about what you can do and how you can help. And
you brought ice cream.
Yes, I did bought ice cream that time.
And
watermelon that year. And I brought my kids, and they kind of had to live in nature. And it took Karen, I don't know how many years before she actually used the bathroom.
It was a long wait.
She's broken. She's good. The point I want to talk about is one of the things is that Cliff has an interesting view of the world. And I find that I think he has a deficiency where he does not have grudge in his mind. He's never angry about, you know, people not calling, people not coming. And it's fascinating. So I decided I'm going to learn from him because, as you know, I'm a very easygoing, pleasant, friendly guy. Thanks for the confirmation. So I need to learn that part. But one of the times we were sitting in the what's the name of the bar? Did they call it?
The Oasis.
And a nice lady asked Cliff if he's married, and he says, sometimes. And I kind of nudged him with my elbow. I says, Cliff, this is a binary answer. It's a yes or no. He says, no, sometimes I'm married. Now, at the moment, I'm not. So I think, like all of us, Cliff evolved, and I evolved, and everybody evolved. And this place that is a home, that is a community. When I went through major surgeries, I remember Terry and Lisa and Elaine and a bunch of you guys came over and made sure that I would have my meds and I would be in bed and I would not do stupid things.
Didn't stop you.
And what?
It didn't stop you.
Oh, yes, it did. I was a nice guy. Anyhow, so this place became home. This community is a family. And like every family, sometimes they really get under your skin. But they are the family, and that's given. I'm grateful for the community that accepted me and my kids and welcomed me, even though I'm not originally American, and half of the culture and symbols and songs and doesn't mean much to me, but I enjoy how this comes out of what I love. So thank you.